Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Aw, so I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday, but Christina Applegate made her first appearance since she had talked about her recent MS diagnosis. Yes, she talks about how she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and then at one point she talked about how she had been struggling with it and she had gained about 40 pounds since she was diagnosed. But it was a really happy day yesterday because she was crying as she was there in Hollywood to accept her Hollywood star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And it's kind of cool because if you remember the Married with Children days and all that, you can see Katie Sagal, who played her mom, was there next to her holding her hand. And it was just a really pretty moment. So Christina Applegate, one, if you didn't know, was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and then two, made her first appearance since she announced that diagnosis as she received her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I mean, she has been around forever. Married with Children was 30 years ago and then some, and she's done a lot of stuff since then. So when it comes to deserving it, I would say Christina Applegate would definitely be one of those people that we're happy for. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It is Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios at 6:34. Happy snow day. That's what I'm going to say about that. It wasn't so bad driving in, but of course, be careful out there on the roads and take it easy. I have to just give that nice little public service announcement this morning. So I was saying that I want to talk to you guys about something that happens in the drive-thru that I will never understand. And either you can call and explain it to me, or you can call in with your own drive-thru pet peeves. We're not going to talk about any specific restaurants. I'm not looking to trash anybody. We all have different experiences at different places. But there's one place I always go to, and when I'm in the drive-thru, for some reason, this one place will be taking orders, and then nobody in the line will have moved, meaning no orders have been given out, no money has been taken. I'm still sitting there in the same spot, and they will then go, "Hello, can I take your order?" to the next person in line. Now, are you understanding me on this? Nobody in the line has moved. They've wrapped up the last order, and then they start all over again as if somebody new has come up to the speaker. I will never understand. You should know that nobody has moved. You should know no transactions have been had since you took the last order. So why are you now asking for the next order in line? Make it make sense. 414-533-1037. Good morning to my friend. Oh, I got to get his theme song. I can't have you on the show without your theme song. Good morning, Ryan in Calabama. How are you?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, minus the snow.
This is overtime flying in the sky right now for me. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to be working more, aren't you? That's good stuff,
yep,
for sure. Ryan, do you know what I'm talking about? Like when you're in a drive-thru and nobody has moved and they try to take the next person's order. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, and then you're waiting at that second window, too, sometimes, and you're like, you knew you had a line. Like, why aren't you making your production a little bit more
better?
Yes. You know, like, let's drop a, whatever you got to drop down, drop a, like, 10 or 20 more.
Yes, exactly. You know, or you're stuck at the window that you pay at, and there's nobody in front of you at the next window. And so you're just waiting to pay so you can keep it moving. Oh, the worst, dude.
And they're just jawjacking with someone else, and it's like... What is my money going towards? You to jawjack and socialize?
Jawjacking.
What the coffee in the morning are for.
Ryan, you just introduced me to a new word I'm going to use on this show, jawjacking. Oh, I love it. Well, thanks for calling in, Ryan. We missed you yesterday. Problem, I know you got two babies now, so I know how mornings are crazy when you've got little babies.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy your overtime with the snow.
I will.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Emily from South Milwaukee.
Hey, Emily in South Milwaukee. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm working on that theme song.
Yeah, what day is this for you? I got to get you. Well, then I better get you up on the board, girlfriend. We've got to keep track of you.
Perfect. I'm trying hard for that.
I got you. You start thinking, you get 5 days in a row, and you're going to have your own theme song. Emily in South Milwaukee, we are on day two. You are officially on the board. It is written, and I got you, girl. All right, so we're talking about drive-thrus and things that drive you nuts. We're not naming any restaurants, but do you have something you want to complain about, or maybe you understand what I'm saying about how they try to take the next order and nobody's moved? Make it make sense.
Oh, my gosh. That is the worst. And there is a place where, like, right by where I live, so it's like, it's close. It's like one of those places where it's like, if last second, I just need something to eat, you know?
Yep.
But like, I legitimately avoid it now because they'll do that.
Yes. And you're like, what is happening inside of there? How do you know nobody has moved?
The worst out of like all the places of the exact same name and everything across the city. Like, it's just this specific one. It's just the worst.
That is the worst too, when you go to a chain and it's not consistent. I had this problem with a chain where I would go get an iced tea, and no matter which one I went to, it always tasted different. And I was like, why can't you just keep it consistent, man? How come at this one it's nasty, this one it's really good? Like, I don't understand. It would totally make a difference and ruin my whole experience. Yep. So
exactly.
I feel you, Emily. Okay, well, I will talk to you tomorrow for day three.
Alrighty, talk to you tomorrow morning.
Have a good day. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is your boy, Tony from Racine.
Oh, Tony and Racine, let me pull up your theme song real quick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Tony is the mascot man, if you don't know this about Tony. On the side, he dresses up as many a characters, and I'm not talking about in the bedroom. I'm talking about for children, not to make it weird.
It's both.
Tony. Oh, you're killing me today, Tony. What do you think? The drive-thru stuff that makes you nuts. So what do you want to talk about?
Man, I used to work in a drive-thru and I hated it.
You know what's up.
I was one of those people that used to make people wait.
You're the guy. You're the guy, Tony.
The thing is, a lot of the drive-thru people, one, in the morning time, I've seen it where each person is actually trained and assigned to a job.
Yes.
So if you're trained to do the window, you have no idea how to cook. Or if you're trained how to cook, you have no idea how to do the window.
Oh.
So I've seen it a lot where a lot of these cooks don't show up on time.
Yes.
And these people line up the stations. Like, I'll take everybody's order. Okay, when he comes in, you got to knock all these out right now.
Yes.
Or you'll have two or three people there. Well, one person's probably there to clean, one's there to prep, and one's there to take the window, but nobody knows how to cook.
Right. That makes much more sense, because I got stuck in a drive-thru, and it was one of those you can't get out of. Are those not the worst, where you are literally stuck in them? I got stuck in one of those, and the place shall remain nameless, famous chain, for over 30 minutes, Tony, one day. And I was like, I just went out. And I get up to the window, and the poor girl, bless her heart, says, there's only two of us that showed up today. And I believed her. But I was like, even if there were two of you, how long does it take to make one thing? Well, I get what you're saying now. They were probably Googling what went on everything, for crying out loud, because they probably didn't know. You know what I mean? They probably didn't know.
Oh, yeah. It's hard. I hate going through drive-thrus, and that's one thing I avoid because there's so much. You can't see them make your food. and you can't see what really happened.
Tony, don't ruin it for me, because I don't mind going through a drive-thru. And now you're making making me think too much. Knock it off.
Oh, man. I mean, those rude people, trust me, they're not regular food when you get it, I promise.
You know where I worked in high school, Tony, many a moons ago? I worked at a Hardee's.
Oh, that's like my favorite.
Oh, okay, you're cool. I used to make fried chicken back in the day. Oh, yeah. Oh, I did it all.
Hardee's and Taco Bell is like my thing though I hate going to them.
Those are your two things. Okay, well, I learned something new about Tony and Racine today. Hey, you have a good day. Be careful in the snow, bud, all right?
Thank you, too. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, it's Christine from McGuanago.
Hey,
how are you today?
I'm good, Christine in McGuanago. What's going on? Do you have a drive-thru experience minus the name of the restaurant you want to discuss?
Yes, ma'am. So far, like last night, this actually just happened.
Oh, what?
I was sitting at the drive-thru waiting for my food. I just happened to look through the window, and I saw this girl in there, young girl, teenager, taking fries from the fry basket and eating them.
Oh, no.
Like, it was like snack time. It was just, I was like, I'm so glad I'm not getting fries tonight, and I didn't want to say anything.
Right.
I didn't want them to spit in my food.
Yeah. I wonder if she didn't know you're not supposed to be eating, like, on the floor in the area, any of that area. You're not supposed to be eating in there. It's like nobody told her. And to grab them out of the fry bin is even more disgusting. I mean, I'll stand by you on that, Christine, for sure.
Most people know when they're being, like, watched, and she didn't even, like, when she saw that I was looking at her, she didn't even, like,
what?
Have a care in the world.
She saw you look at her and still didn't, that's a whole nother level of what the hell. I mean, seriously,
right?
Unbelievable. Well, I'm sorry. Sorry for your pain last night. I'm being dramatic, but you too. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, girl, hey.
Oh, I should have known it was you hanging up on me and calling back.
You know what really grinds my gears?
What, saucy Sandra? Tell me what grinds your gears this morning.
So, when you have six of something, give me six of something. Don't give me five.
Oh, you mean like nuggets or something? Or yeah, is that what you're talking about?
Biscuits or...
Oh.
Whatever. Uh-huh. Or Cinnabons or, you know, whatever. It's basic counting.
Yeah,
how do you not have your counting down? You're an adult now, most of these people.
Yeah, so your pet peeve is when they don't give you the amount they're supposed to give you. And my thing would be, if you're not going to give me the six or whatever I ordered, six pieces of chicken or six biscuits or six nuggets, give me more than six, but don't make it less, because now we have a real problem. Do you not agree with
that?
Right?
Now you're skimping me.
Now you're skimping
me. And now I'm not going to be very happy, because most of the time when I go out... Going out to eat is not cheap, especially at a fast food restaurant.
Do you know what I do? I wave the bill in front of my kids and go, you see that? You see how much it costs to go out to eat these days?
This is how much I love you.
I'm like, look at this bill, kid. Look how much you caused me.
This was an hour or 2 hours of work just to let you know.
Yes, absolutely. Preach, girl, preach. Well, thanks for calling, Sandra. I'll talk to you later.
Have a great day.
You too.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So there's all these rumors that Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian were secretly hooking up and talking behind the scenes, but they came out and said, no, there's no truth to that. We are definitely over. We're not dating anymore. And now it looks like that's probably true, because Pete Davidson has clearly moved on and is now dating Emily Ratajkowski. Now, if you don't know who she is, she's a model slash actress. She became famous when she was in Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines video. She was in Maroon 5's video. She was in Gone Girl. She's had parts in different things. But it looks like these two are dating. They're closer in age, I will say. She's 31. But she also just recently went through a divorce, which I find interesting, because has anyone else noticed that Pete kind of sweeps in some of these women that are going through breakups? We had Kim, had just ended it with Kanye. Even Ariana, I mean, had recently broken up with Mac Miller. That was all very traumatic, obviously, within when Mac Miller died. And now he's dating Emily Ratajkowski, who is going through a divorce. He's got a theme here with his women. But at the end of the day, Sources say they're happy. Friends set the two up. She thinks he's really funny, obviously. Hello. We know what makes Pete, you know, the hottie in this equation. And he thinks she's really intelligent. So the two of them are hitting it off. And it looks like they're going to be happy. Now, one more thing about Emily Ratajkowski. Before she was dating Pete Davidson, she was spotted dating Brad Pitt, who's 58. So you want to talk about some age gaps here. There's a lot going on with these people in Hollywood. But either way, Pete Davidson, once again, off the market. Sorry, ladies.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk comes in from a girl named Chrissy. She wants to know if she is a jerk for turning down her boyfriend's proposal. Here's her story. She said, "Hey, Allie, I've been dating a great guy for the last 3 years. About a year ago, we moved in together and adopted a dog, and everything's been going great. We have had many talks about our future, and I have made it clear to him that I do not ever want to get married. I'm happy with things the way they are. I'm even fine having kids with him, but marriage is not something I'm interested in. I feel like I made it clear to him that I'm committed to him, but he keeps bringing up that eventually he wants to get married and, quote, I'll change my mind, unquote. Well, last week we went out to dinner and he dropped down on one knee and proposed. I was in shock. I thought I had made it very clear to him that I had no interest in getting married. So I turned him down. Whew. I did make it clear to him that I don't want to break up and that I see a future with him, including kids. But that doesn't include marriage for me at all. He is now angry at me and said I should have just accepted it if I truly loved him. And he hasn't talked to me in a week. I'm not sure our relationship can make it past this. Am I the jerk for turning down my boyfriend's marriage proposal, Chrissy?" 414-533-1037. Whoo! You can call or you can text that number and let me know, do you think Chrissy is a jerk for turning down her boyfriend's proposal? She says she's happy, she doesn't want to break up, but she doesn't want to get married either. 414-533-1037. We will take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, boy. So Chrissy wrote in today. She wants to know if she's the jerk for turning down her boyfriend's proposal. They've been dating for 3 years. They moved in together last year, adopted a dog. She said she's made it clear to him she never wants to get married. She does want to be with him, and she is committed to him. She would even have kids with him. But that does not include marriage. Well, last week, they went out to dinner. He got down on one knee and proposed, and she turned him down. And now he's furious. He told her she should have just accepted, and if she truly loved him, they would have been fine and should get married. She doesn't know if they can make it past this, so she wants to know if she's a jerk for turning down her boyfriend's proposal. I mean, this is a little awkward, but let's go ahead and go straight to the phones. I'm going to go to one of our regulars who we haven't heard from in a minute here. Welcome back. It's been a while. Tanya in Kenosha. How are you, girlfriend?
Hey.
Oh. I haven't heard your song in a minute.
Woo! Glad to be back.
Glad to have you. I know it's hard to get through. Everybody's trying to get their own theme songs. So, Tanya, what do you think? Is Chrissy a jerk for turning down her boyfriend's marriage proposal?
You go ahead and let that man back into the dating pool. We need some good ones, I'm sure. But I don't think she's a jerk if she was genuinely being upfront with him.
Okay.
But it is a little weird to me, mm-hmm. but, you know, not everything I think is everyone's cup of tea, but mm-hmm. I don't think she's being a jerk.
Okay. What do you think's weird? That she doesn't want to get married, you mean?
I mean, yeah, if she wants to have everything, you can keep your finances separate. You can keep your name. I mean, it's just that proof of commitment legally. What really changes if you just go do a marriage if you do want to keep everything separate and he's cool with that? But, you know, it's her decision. So if she was honest and he knew that, then she's not a jerk.
Yeah, he thought she was going to change her mind, and then it got real awkward when she turned him down, and here we are. So, okay. So, Tanya, you say Chrissy is not a jerk for turning down her boyfriend's proposal, but you also say release that man back out into the dating pool, and he can get married to somebody who has the same ambitions in life. I get what you're saying, for sure. So, okay. All right. Well, Tanya.
Cool. Hey, and I just want to say happy Nurse Practitioner Week. That's what I am. And love all my girls and guys out there that are NPs.
Aw, happy Nurse Practitioner Week. I didn't even know. Thank One of my you. Friends is a nurse practitioner. I'm a bad friend. Woo! I didn't even know.
Shout out.
Shout out to all everybody who's a nurse practitioner. All right, Tanya, have a good week. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Next up, Rachel in Fort Atkinson, who says she's back to day one trying to get her own theme song. Rachel, welcome back. I'm marking you on the board, girl.
Thank you.
Day one, here we go. We're going to do this. So what do you think? Is Chrissy a jerk for turning down her boyfriend's marriage proposal? She doesn't want to break up, but she doesn't want to get married.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
She, especially if she from the very beginning said, no, I don't want to get married. I want everything with it. And he was okay with that. He knew that. Like, and then for him, he is the jerk for him to say, but if you really loved me, you'd want to marry me. Well, if he really loved her, he would accept what she wants, too. It's all about compromise.
Yes, so, I see.
No, not a jerk at all. And I don't know.
No, I get it. You're saying she's been very transparent. She's been very honest with him that she has no desire to get married. And she doesn't feel like that shows any sign of her commitment. She's committed to him and she wants to be with him. And he just didn't listen to that. So I get it. They're on the same page. No, not on the same page.
Now he's being a crybaby.
Oh, he's a crybaby. Look out. Okay, so that's two no's then. Rachel says no, Chrissy's not a jerk. I will talk to you tomorrow for day two, okay?
Thank you.
All right, have a good day. Be careful in that snow out there. I can see it from the studio. I can see it. Bye, Rachel. Next up, we've got our girl, Latoya, in Milwaukee. Welcome back to the show, Latoya. Get your own theme song. Latoya, I'm dying to hear what you think. Is Chrissy a jerk for turning down her boyfriend's marriage proposal?
I'm with Rachel. Mm-hmm. No, she is not a jerk. He's a jerk because if she was honest, like, why? Like, if you really want to be with her, everything is fine. I mean, I'm a married woman, and I mean, I enjoy my marriage, but if I wanted to date my significant other and I'm honest with you about it and you respect it, then why is there a problem now? Like, I don't know. I agree with the other callers.
Yeah.
I don't think she's.
She's been very honest with him that she doesn't ever want to get married. She'd love to have kids with him. She'd love to be with him forever. But somebody did text in and said, did she know that he always wanted to get married? If so, then she is a jerk. So people are spinning it both ways on the text line, which I find interesting because I get that too. But I mean, he knew she didn't want to get married. She wants to know if she's the jerk for turning down his proposal. I don't know if they're going to last, though.
Well, you also said that she offered to him, like, I want to stay together. So now the ball is really in his court. If he if he comes back, he should not try it again. If he comes back, you know, like, I'm drawing this line. This is a boundary.
You're right. She drew her boundaries, and he didn't care what they were and just went, she'll change her mind. She'll change her mind. Yeah. Yeah, you see this a lot more with couples these days, that's for sure. All right, well, Latoya, thanks for calling in. That's three no's so far. You have a good day. Be careful out there in the snow, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Finally, not finally, we have two more calls left. Samantha is in Milwaukee. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm caffeinated, so quite lovely.
I love it. Me too. What do you think? Is Chrissy a jerk for turning down her boyfriend's marriage proposal? She was upfront with him. She never wanted to get married. She said, I'd have kids with you. I'd be with you forever, but no marriage. He still proposed, and she turned him down. She doesn't know if they're going to make it past it.
So there are three points to this. One, it sounds like her boyfriend has a hearing processing problem. because she has obviously relayed this information and he doesn't know how to process that.
Uh-huh.
Two, he wants to try and change her mind as if he doesn't feel like he's with a smart, independent, thinking kind of woman. He's like, I'm going to trick you into changing your mind. I see it as being the equivalent of him being like, you don't want a baby. And he's like, oh, let's just try it without birth control one time. And she's like, no, I don't want a baby. So you're not going to convince me.
Okay.
So he's definitely a very needy human. So she's not a jerk whatsoever.
Okay. Man, you guys are saying, nope, not a jerk. And it sounds like most of you were saying no because she was being honest with him from the start that she didn't want to get married. So, okay.
Right.
Four no's so far. Thank you for calling, Samantha. I appreciate your input.
Absolutely.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
You too.
Last but not least, Hannah is in New Berlin. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
You've probably been hearing all the other callers. I see the texts coming in at 414-533-1037. Some people are saying he's the jerk for asking publicly and putting her in that position, knowing her feelings on it. It sounds manipulative. All four callers have said no, Chrissy's not a jerk for turning down her boyfriend's marriage proposal. What do you think, Hannah? Are you going with everybody else or are you twisting it the other way?
I am. I have to agree that it's, like, very manipulative. Mm. She's made it clear, like, since day one that she is not interested in marriage. And for 3 years, if he's been, like, sitting in the back just waiting for her to change her mind, then that's on him. He's a jerk.
Mm-hmm. So you say... No, yeah, she shouldn't have to change her boundaries if she knows what she wants.
Right.
Yeah, somebody did text in and say they're both jerks for staying with each other knowing that they wanted different things. I don't know if she knew he was going to propose, though. It sounds like she got kind of blindsided by that and thought, well, I communicated this to him, and clearly they weren't on the same page. So a breakup may be in their future. Wouldn't you agree, Hannah?
Yes. Can I make a quick shout out to my daughter? She's home with the fever, but hey, Rosie. My girl, Rosie, she's 4.
Aw, I hope she feels better soon. I know a lot of people are sick.
Thank you,
so,
Ellie.
Poor thing.
Thanks,
and she's only 4. That's the worst when they're little like that. So, all right. I hope Rosie gets better soon. Thanks for calling in, Hannah. Have a good day, all right?
Yeah. Thank you. You too, Ellie.
Of course. So there you go. Chrissy wanted to know if she was the jerk, and you guys said no.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow, so this story kind of came out of nowhere yesterday, mainly because I hadn't thought about this guy in forever, and a lot of you probably hadn't either. Jay Leno, you know, the former host of The Tonight Show. I gotta be honest, my kids probably wouldn't know who Jay Leno was if I brought him up, but he obviously hosted The Tonight Show for years, is in the hospital after a fire erupted in his garage. One of his things has always been how he loves to work on cars. So he was working on a car in his garage and he was fixing a clogged fuel line. There was a fuel leak, gasoline sprayed all over his face and hands, and this is horrible. Almost simultaneously, a spark triggered an explosion and set him on fire. Oh, my goodness. Luckily, there was a friend there with him, and his friend jumped up, quickly smothered the flames so that he put them out of Jay Leno. You know, the flames weren't going anymore on Jay Leno's body, but the left side of his face badly burned. His hands were burned. He's got third-degree burns now. He may need some skin grafts, and luckily it didn't damage his eyes or ears. So if you're looking for a bright side in a horrible story, but he will be in the hospital, they said, somewhere between 5 and 10 days, and of course had to cancel any engagements he had over the next 2 weeks. So random, wild story. Jay Leno is working on a car in his garage when gasoline sprayed, then there was an explosion. Oh, he was set on fire. But he's going to be okay, and that is the good thing about this. All right, so today I want to discuss with you something that I noticed with my kids yesterday, which is that, they were eating their Halloween candy. I'm so over the Halloween candy, and now that it's snowed, I really am going to throw all this stuff out. They're going to go nuts, but whatever. Every day it's about Halloween candy. Can we have another piece? So they were eating it and picking out a few pieces. I always go, okay, you can pick out, you know, 3, or you can pick out 5, or whatever. And they were pulling out their candy, and I was like, is it just me, or did the fun sizes look so much bigger when we were kids? Do you ever notice this when you become an adult, how food looked so much bigger when you were a kid? This also happened to me when my mom used to always buy the Tostino's pizzas. She still does to this day, by the way. She bought those all the time when I was a kid. And I used to love them. But they looked so big when I was a kid. And now as an adult, when I see them, I'm like, those are the smallest things I've ever seen in my life. Why did I think those pizzas were so big? The other thing I used to eat as a kid that I thought was gigantic, and now as an adult, I look at it and I think, wow, those things are tiny, are the Linder's bagels. I don't even know if they still make those things, but my parents used to always keep those in the fridge or the freezer, and they always looked huge to me. And I saw them at the store one day, because I don't eat bagels anymore, but I saw them at the store one day and I was like, wow. Wow, food seems so much bigger. And then you become an adult. It's kind of like when you go back to your elementary school, you thought it was so big as an adult, and you, or as a kid, and you go back as an adult and you're like, was it always this small? I mean, I know I got bigger, but sheesh, my memory of this was so different than what it actually is. 414-533-1037. You can call in and you can tell me anything that seems so much bigger when you were a kid that it clearly is not as you became an adult. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh, I know who this is. Good morning, Saucy Sandra.
Why, good morning. Oh. It's not your imagination. Everything has gotten littler.
Okay. I mean, maybe the Halloween candy did get smaller. I don't know. But I was like, I just thought these looked so much bigger when I was a kid.
Oh, my gosh. No, it really was so much bigger. Like now, okay, so my favorite Halloween candy is the pumpkins.
Ah, like the Reese's? The Reese's pumpkins,
oh, those are the best ever. Mm-hmm. Just like at Easter time, the eggs. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you get the fun size, and it's like they're tinier than heck. They're like little tiny. They're smaller than a toy soldier. It's like, what is this? I gotta eat like 10 of them in order to get my fill. Like, this isn't good.
It's so true. And you have to take all the wrappers off. So you're just exhausted and you just give up by the end of it.
And it's like, forget this.
The fun sizes did get smaller. You're right about that. Well, thank you for calling in, Sandra. I loved how you're always saucy.
Of course, always. I have to be.
You have a great day, okay?
You as well.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Jackie Bellaneliana.
Oh, day five. Woo!
Yay.
You made it to your theme song. Congratulations, Jackie, Bella, and Eliana in Brookfield. You are going to be the latest listeners and the first time we've ever had a threefer get their own theme song. So you're going to have to tell me after this call what you want your song to be, and I will make sure it is in for the next time you call, and we will play it on the air, okay?
Okay.
So, I know you've got kids with you, so they may have a different opinion on this, but Jackie, is it just me or was everything way bigger when you were a kid, including all the food you ate?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything was way bigger. Even a candy. If you think about it, the Snickers.
Yeah.
They're literally the size of your thumbnail.
Yeah.
And and before, they were the size of your finger. You know?
Yeah. They seem so much bigger. And I do think some of the fun sizes actually did get smaller, to be quite honest, because they used to be almost like two of those little squares, and now there's a lot of them are just tiny little squares, and which is when it becomes annoying because you have to unwrap 10 wrappers at once. But yes, I feel you on that. Well, thank you for calling in. Hold on. I want to hear what your theme song is off the air, and I'll get it put in for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, don't go anywhere. You can always give your input at 414-533-1037. What seemed so much bigger when you were a kid? All right, so I'm talking on the air before we get to the pink tickets about how things I realized as an adult seemed so big when I was a kid, from Tostino's pizzas to Linder's bagels to my elementary school. And it just started us talking about things you always thought were gigantic when you were a kid, and then you became an adult and you're like, well, this isn't that big. I saw one of your texts come in to 414-533-1037. Somebody said a Big Mac. I thought, oh, that's a good one. I mean, I still think a Big Mac is pretty big for a burger if you're going to a fast food place. But yes, they seemed ginormous when I was a kid, and now they just seem like a regular burger at a fast food place. Janelle is in Racine. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning.
You had a really good one about something that seemed gigantic when you were a kid, and it's not as an adult. What is it?
It was those bagel bites. Yeah. They come in like that cute little square aluminum thing.
Yep.
And you can get like pepperoni or sausage or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, I bought them for my kids because it was like nostalgic for me. And I'm I got myself a box. I opened it up and I was like, what is this?
You were like, you thought you were all going to be eating, and you realized real quick that was not the case, was it?
Right. Yeah, my 8-year-old could have ate all 3 of the boxes herself.
Right. That's so true. I think you're on to something with the bagel bites. I totally get that one. I totally agree with that. So that's a really good one.
Did you notice? This is a little off topic, but have you noticed all the color is disappearing? Like when I was a kid, there were so many colors in every store, but now it's like black and white is the new niche or something.
Yeah.
Like, did you notice? Like Target took away the red.
Mm.
Like Kohl's took away the purple or blue or whatever it used to be.
No, but I did talk about a little bit yesterday on the air earlier in the show. We were talking about how my son's observation was all cars are black, white, or gray now, which I thought was an interesting. I mean, there's obviously red cars and blue cars, but for the most part, cars have gotten really bland color wise. And I was like, you're not wrong about that. So you got some interesting observations. Thanks for calling in, Janelle.
Have a good day.
You too. Next up, I've got Kathleen in New Berlin. Kathleen, what seems so big when you were a kid and now it seems so small?
Girl Scout cookies.
Yes, and now it's like, man, I just ate a whole sleeve of Thin Mints, and that wasn't that much at all, was it? Totally.
I found out a few years ago, I don't know if this is true or not.
Yeah, what's up?
They changed where they made them.
Hmm, okay.
So what I mean, they're smaller now. They actually are smaller. There's like less in a box, and the boxes are actually smaller.
Okay.
A friend of mine was a troop leader or whatever in the early 2000s, I guess in the early 2000s. They changed their distributor of their cookies, and they also changed some of their recipes. So if you notice, some of their cookies taste different than from when we were all, eating a lot of them back in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, good. I was a Girl Scout. My mom was the cookie leader. We had all the cookies in our garage. I lived for that, man. Yeah. Let me tell you. I loved them. Yeah. And I haven't had them in years, but now I just buy them and I donate them, which I love that feature, which you can do for the Girl Scouts. But yes, I hear you. Everything seems so big when we were kids. That's for sure. Hey, Kathleen, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.